Despite the continuing efforts of many researchers, however, conflicts among molecular phylogenies of the major animal groups have not just persisted, but grown. In 2000, French molecular biologist André Adut and his colleagues confirmed their confidence in the new rRNA-based animal phylogeny. In 2002, however, Pennsylvania State University biologist James E. Blair, along with his colleagues, compared over 100 protein alignments and concluded, "The grouping of nematodes with arthropods is an artifact that arose from the analysis of a single gene, 18S rRNA. The results presented here suggest caution in revising animal phylogeny from analyses of one or a few genes. Our results indicate that insects, arthropods, are genetically and evolutionarily closer to humans, vertebrates, than to nematodes." In 2004, National Center for Biotechnology Information researcher Yuri I. Wolf and his colleagues analyzed over 500 proteins using three different phylogenetic methods. They concluded that the majority of the methods grouped the fly with humans to the exclusion of nematodes. The following year, French biologist Hervé Philippe and colleagues analyzed 146 genes and 35 species representing 12 animal phyla. They concluded that their data grouped arthropods with nematodes to the exclusion of vertebrates. So round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. In a commentary accompanying Philippe's report, University of Edinburgh evolutionary biologists Martin Jones and Mark Blackster wrote, "Despite the comforting certainty of textbooks and 150 years of argument, the true relationships of the major groups, phyla, of animals remain contentious." Although Jones and Blackster favored Philippe's view, they predicted that the molecular tree of life will sprout new shoots and new controversies very soon. Indeed, in December 2005, biologist Antonis Rokas and colleagues used two different methods to analyze 50 genes from 17 animal groups. They noted that different phylogenetic analyses can reach contradictory inferences with absolute support, and concluded that the evolutionary relationships among the phyla remain unresolved. So, the molecular phylogeny of the major animal phyla is a mess. When biologists use molecules to look for the trunk and root of Darwin's tree of life, the mess gets worse. Uprooting the tree of life. According to Darwin, all the organic beings which have ever lived on this earth may be descended from some one primordial form. In the 1980s, University of Illinois Urbana microbiologist Carl R. Woese pioneered the use of 18S rRNA to construct an all-encompassing tree of life and identify the universal common ancestor. By the late 1990s, serious problems had emerged.